with a really fine quarterback.
And we're ready to roll. 12 minutes on the clock. Taft runs up to the ball as a group like they're going to onside kick. Now they spread everybody back out at the 36-yard line.
Now, this is a new rule this year, too. You cannot be behind the 40 or the 35. You can only have like a 40-yard
run. You can't get the big
up.
Running start. There's a nice kick down to about the 15. Hatch takes it there, brings it right back up the middle, cuts once, and then is brought down at the 31-yard line. So good job by the Tigers. They stay in their lanes and don't allow Hatch to get outside at all. And Brian just takes the yardage that's there and doesn't try to do anything fancy and gets the offensive unit onto the field here. First and 10, Warriors at the 31-yard line of Amity. So,
you know, I think every game this year, the first play has been West Streeter.
So we're going to say three back through either one of the A-holes, A-gaps here. Tyler Parr under center, wing T formation. Richardson split out to the left on the numbers. And we've got a false start, it looks like. Dead ball.
Procedure.
And so we'll see what the call is. It came in right before the ball was snapped. I'm going to say a false start. Not sure who it was on. But Nyseth is acting. He's kind of doing hand gestures like it might have been him. I don't know. So we will see. Nick McMullen starting tonight.
Nick McMullen starting. Cody Dykes in at running back, at a wing back.
No, he's in a tight end.
No, 17 over.
Oh, Cody Dykes. Sorry, Cody. Yeah, for John Mather. Right. Sorry, I was thinking you were Luke Dykes, or not Luke. I'll get the right one here in a second. There's a handoff up the middle. Streeter across the 30,
touchdown.
35, 40. We'll see you, folks. He's going to take this one to the 40.
Angle.
The 30.
Angle.
The 20. Can he outrun him? Can he outlast him to the 10? The 5. Touchdown, West Streeter. Took that one. It would have been 69, but they backed us up 5, so we'll call it 74, Ron. Wes Streeter did the same thing down in Coquille, but it wasn't on the first play of the game. But he took one 85 down there. This one's 74.
The play starts on out at the left tackle spot, and then he cut back.
Yep. Found the hole.
Yep. Cut it clear back to the right side.
Took it right down the numbers on the right side, and nobody could catch him. He outran four Tigers there on his way to the end zone. So it's just how you draw it up, right? I think the way Joel's got this running, Joel could step out and let anybody call plays at this point because these guys are just executing. Hatch in motion. He's going to pass it to the tight end. That is to, I'll get it right here. Cody Dyke leaking out of the backfield, 17. Yes. And so he came out of the wing position there, went and then out into the flat just across the goal line and catches the pass from Tyler Parr for the two-point conversion. So 11:38 to go in the first. We are exactly 22 seconds into this first quarter, and the Warriors are up 8-0. So exactly how you draw it up. Couldn't have done it any better. Just excellent execution on the line, opening the hole, West Streeter reading it, making his cuts accurately, being patient through the line, and then exploding into the second level past the linebackers, and nobody could catch him. Yeah, he was the fastest kid on the field right then
that
with the ball in his hands.
That play comes off of a fake pitch to the back that went in motion.
Hatch, right. So Hatch coming in.
They overreact to that pitch.
So Hatch comes in motion from right to left. And you have to react to it a little bit because if you let Hatch get the corner, he'll do the same thing to you. And you want to try to funnel everything in the middle. That's what you're taught, right? So if somebody goes in motion, you're trying to make sure you keep somebody on the outside of him. The linebackers will react to that a little bit. You fake the toss, you hand on the delay to the three back, and West takes it the rest of the way. Kicking off tonight is going to be our foreign exchange student.
Donate.
Number 77 for the Warriors.
Federico Donate.
He is not in that.
Ooh, nice kick.
And he drives it down to the 18-yard line, taken there, brought back up to the 30, wrapped up at the 31 and brought down, and that was Seth Valencia on the tackle. And that was returned by, it looks like, number 21, Damian Graham, a 5'9 sophomore. So they will start about the same place the Warriors did on their first drive.
The word I got from Charlie Sunderland, who is the host parent for Donati, is they let his mom know back in Italy that this is on.
Excellent. So hopefully Mrs. Donati is listening. Excellent. So the Tigers will start at their own 32. So they get the call from the sideline, kind of the Oregon Duck style here. They all check their wristbands, and they go three wide to the left, one to the right. Quarterback rolls to the right. Jin, he's wrapped up in the backfield and brought down at the 29-yard line. That was Valencia and Philip West in on that sack. Somebody else was in there too, but I didn't see who that was. Maybe Harvey Hoff coming up from that cornerback position, but a great job swarming to the ball. Jin tackled for a 7-yard loss, and the Warriors back him up.
There was nothing there.
Nope. And that was a sprint right. He was trying to sprint to the right and throw to the wide receiver in single coverage out there, and he never had a chance to set. Jin takes a snap in the pistol, and we're going to have a dead ball foul. It's going to be a false start, and that's going to back him up five more. So the Tigers lose seven on their first play and now pick up a 5-yard penalty. It'll be second and 22 for Taft. Ball spotted back inside their own 20-yard line. .10:57 left to go, first quarter, 8-0 Warriors. If you're just joining us, Wes Streeter ripped off a 74-yard touchdown run on the first play of the game. Well, second play of the game, the first one was blown dead. He got a 5-yard penalty, and then he ripped off a 74-yarder. Jin in the shotgun, drops, throws right, little bobbled, and should be incomplete.
Caught it.
Oh, they're going to say he caught it.
As he was going to the ground, he caught it.
Well, we don't have a good angle, so I can't question that. But if he did, that was a fantastic catch, because as he was falling to the ground, we could see him bobbling it. He must have secured it right before he landed. And they pick up about 13 yards on the play, brings up third and nine.
And here we go with the numbers, because you can't see that number out there.
On the far sideline,
nope.
No. Not from here, not until he turns. They go three wides left. Could have been a false start on the slot, man. Quarterback rolls to his left, and he is going to be throwing this one up for grabs and almost intercepted. Peyton Richardson coming up. It was going to be out of bounds, though, and it'll be fourth and nine. And that, Ron, is a horrible decision by a quarterback because he didn't know where that ball was going. He just didn't want to get sacked. And he threw it up for grabs, and luckily for him, that ball faded out of bounds because Peyton Richardson playing a little center field there as a safety coming up hard was going to pick that off if it had been in bounds. Richardson and Hatch back to take the punt. And not sure who the punter is. Unless he turns sideways, we won't know. Hard to see their numbers unless they give you a nice flat surface. Oh, horrible punt off the side of his foot. Hits it about the 48, bounces across the 50, rolls down to the 36-yard line, and Amity will take over from there. Warriors up 8-0, 9:52 left to go in the first quarter. And out onto the field comes that line of beef. Nice, big, strong offensive line that the Warriors have.
It's good to see sophomore McMullen playing in there.
Yep.
But Scharf is in there now, 60.
Scharf's in there.
Yep, he's back.
So, not sure. Could have been a little disciplinary issue, maybe. Might have been tardy for something, hard to say, but he missed the first series. Now he's back in. Robbie going to hand us Hatch coming left, trying to get outside. They make him cut back in. He's across the 40, still going to the 42, and down at the 43-yard line. So he's going to pick up about seven on the play. Second and three coming up for the Warriors. And there they fake to Streeter on the dive, and that freezes the linebackers. And then they give to Hatch. But a nice job by the perimeter defense there of the Tigers to turn that one back inside and force Hatch to run through some traffic. You don't want to let Hatch turn the corner on you.
No.
Hatch and Dyke at the wings. Hatch in motion. Give to Streeter.
Oh,
nope, give to Dyke on the counter, and Dyke gets a first down. See, we don't know. We're just guessing up here. Reg and I were laughing about that last week because, you know, we get faked out up here, too. It's impossible for us to know who's got the ball there until we see somebody bust out of there. Dyke picks up, what, about 4 yards on that, 5 yards on that play?
Five.
And so it will be first and 10 Warriors ball at the 48-yard line of Taft. Excuse me, the Warriors' 48-yard line. Take that back. Warriors' side of the field still. Wing T formation. Smith split out left. Dyke in motion right behind Tyler. They toss to Streeter. Streeter trying to get the corner. Gets the 50 and bowls ahead to about the 46-yard line. He'll pick up 6 yards on the play. Wes will punish you when you come up to tackle him. He's going to lower that shoulder and take you down. Now they go
with some good speed.
Yeah, absolutely. Now Jackson and Richardson in the game. So we're going to see double wideouts here. One on each side of the field.
It's a little change up from last year because we knew if Peyton was in the game, it's more chances of being a pass, but now you got two good guys out here.
And they've gone to this more without Josh Ward available. Hatch in motion, Parr, tosses to his Streeter. Streeter's going to option throw.
My.
He's got Richardson, and he overthrows him. And West hits the ground with his hands at the 50 and taps his chest. He had Richardson wide open behind the defense. That was his 6 points written all over it, and he just overthrew him. And we have not seen that. That's a new wrinkle. That was a toss to Streeter. And what West did is he didn't turn his shoulders and get his feet set.
He was rolling left to throw to throw.
He got excited.
Yeah.
You know, and he just lost his fundamentals there for a moment. And I'm sure that's what he would tell you is like, I had more time than that.
And Peyton was.
Oh, Peyton was wide open behind. And running behind the defense. They completely ignored him. Hatch in motion. They give to Hatch.
No.
Going left. Hatch runs into some traffic. It'll be close to a first down. I think they're going to mark him about a yard short. Depending on the spot here, it'll bring up fourth and short. About a yard, I think. So ball spotted just inside the 44-yard line of Taft. About the 43.5. They've got about a half a yard to go, if my eyes are right. Richardson brings the play in from the sideline. 7.5 minutes and counting to go, first quarter. Warriors on their second drive of the game, leading 8-0. Had a three and out against Taft on their first defensive attempt. Richardson split out left. Hatch in motion. Streeter. Give to Streeter. Oh right my. Up the middle. Barrels ahead across the 40. The 35 down to the 30. West Streeter picks up 12 yards. 11 or 12, depending on this spot. They're going to spot it. Give him 12 yards. Down to the 30.5-yard line there, just inside the 31. West Streeter would not be stopped. And that's a great sign because you're in a short yardage situation. You went with a short yardage play. No surprises, and you got 11 yards, 12 yards.
Jacob Bernard and Jeff Coleman on that left side.
And Vito at the center.
Yeah.
Parr fakes the handoff, rolls to his right. It's going to throw deep. He's got Smith. Oh, that should be interference. That's Dyke. Excuse me, at the 5-yard line, shoved from behind.
Flag.
Looks like in pass coverage there might have been Tristan Beach. 5'10 sophomore. Dyke was open, and he went up for the ball. Beach put two hands in his back and shoved him, and that'll be a 15-yard penalty, which is, you know, in high school, that's a good interference. If you're going to get beat, interfere.
The ball was underthrown.
Because
the ball was underthrown.
It was underthrown, but if you're going to interfere, if you're going to get beat, you go ahead and interfere because it's only 15 yards. And you go to, and same thing in college, you go to the pros, it's spot of the ball.
Yeah,
it could be a huge penalty.
Talk to Stanford.
Yeah. Ball at the 16-yard line, first and 10 Warriors. Parr under center. Got Hatch in motion from his right. Fakes the toss, wants to throw. Does. He's got Richardson. Richardson goes up, and nice defense
good defense that time.
That was well covered and not quite high enough for Peyton to elevate over the defender to get it. And I have no idea. Across this field, you cannot read their numbers. So
it's the same guy that caught the pass that we didn't see.
Yeah, well, don't know his number. He's a tall kid out on the far sideline, so it might be it could be the Fisher kid out there playing a little safety. Hand to Hatch. Uh-oh. Hatch had to avoid his own lineman. Turns it up inside the 10, the 5, and he's brought down there at the 6-yard line. They're going to mark it. It'd be close to a first down.
Robbie Sharp was pulling and tripped and fell down right in front of him. That
and Hatch jumped over him and kept on going. Just like those drills you practice with the bags, right? When you're a lineman or a running back and you practice getting your feet up and not getting tripped up by the wash on the ground there. 6.5 minutes ago and counting here.
Slowed him down enough, he would have scored.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Warriors with a first and goal now at the 6-yard line. Hatch's run was enough. Wing T formation with Jackson out left. Hatch in motion. They give to Hatch. Hatch spins at the 1 into the end zone. Brian Hatch with a spinning, twisting, diving 6-point play for the Warriors. And that was a little bit different drive. We saw, at least 3 pass attempts in that series, which is a record since I've been in Amity. I can't remember us throwing 3 times unless it was at the end of a game and we were behind in desperation time. I have to talk to Joel about that. 3 passes on 1 series? Yeah, I don't know. That's guys up here in the booth, I can't remember ever seeing that either. 2-point conversion attempt now. Parr drops, throws behind Richardson.
Oh.
He had him on the slant from the left side and he threw it behind him. Tyler, I'd like to have that one back because it was a nice route by Peyton Richardson. He took a quick jab step. He was inside of his man, wide open, and he threw it behind him. And trying to reach back for that on a full run, not easy to do. 6:10 left to go in the first quarter. Warriors up 14-0. This is Amity Warrior Football on KLYC McMinnville.
If you run a business in Yamhill County, what listeners should be hearing right now is the name of your business and why people should buy at your store or use your service. That's what advertising is. Advertising on KLYC is not an expense. It's an investment in your business to draw customers through your door and ring your till. KLYC Radio in McMinnville has a proven track record of improving customer traffic. Contact Dave Adams at dave@klyc.us to set up an appointment to discuss how advertising on KLYC can be a positive investment for your business.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber coming to you from Taft High School in Lincoln City, where the Warriors lead the Tigers 14-0 here halfway through the first quarter. Federico Donate with the high kick down to the 25-yard line, and there's a wrap-up. Richardson brings the man down right at the 23-yard line.
The ball so high, had lots of time to get down there.
Excellent coverage. Well, I think they're starting to learn how Donate kicks, and they know it's going to be a high kick almost every time, and so you fly down there, and it's always right between the 30 and the 20-yard line. That's about where he kicks the ball every time. But
they're not out of bounds like they were the very remember that right. Very first night. They were.
Yep. All right. Warriors back on defense now. Jin in the shotgun for the Tigers. Two wideouts each side. Wants to throw left. Does. It's caught. There's a quick wrap-up and drop by Cody Dyke. The receiver,
20.
Number 20, is J.J. French, 5'10", sophomore, out of the slot there, made the catch. And that's going to be good for a first down. They get 10 yards on the play, ball at the 39-yard line. So the first down of the game for the Tigers. Now they go three wides to the right, one to the left. Jin throws quickly, hits his man. There's a misblown coverage there, and the ball caught. The run after the catch takes it down to the 42-yard line.
That's 20 again.
So French with another catch. And that one, Cody Dyke went for the up receiver and kind of missed that receiver. I think he thought the safety was coming in behind there, and a little miscommunication. So now they go four wides, two on each side. Jin drops, throws right, and throws it out of bounds.
That's that number we can't see.
I think that is Ty E. Fisher over there. He's 6'5", and that's the only kid that looks 6'5" out there to me. So I think that's Fisher on the far sideline. We're going to go with that. On the near sideline, closest to us as the Tigers go right to left, is number 15, Connor Bailey. They haven't thrown the ball his direction yet. That's where you find Peyton Richardson watching him from the safety position. Three wides right again. Jin looks to the sideline for the play change. Everybody checks their wristbands. There's the snap. Jin throws quickly to the right and hits his
wide
man,
open.
Fisher, right at the 30-yard line, and he steps out of bounds.
12 yards.
So nice throw there by Jin. He's getting the ball out of there a lot quicker.
Yeah.
They're going away from trying to run him around or do any kind of rollouts and just look for the quick hitch at about 10 yards or so. That's another first down at the 30-yard line of Amity. So nice drive here by the Tigers. Now they split them out, two on each side. Throws quick to the slot on the left, a little low and behind his intended receiver, French. Jin's throw hits the turf there, and it'll be second and 10. The Warriors are going to have to play a little tighter on this zone, I think, because Jin's getting the ball out of there so quick that there's no opportunity for the pass rush to get on him. And that's a good coaching adjustment, good play call adjustment by the head coach, Jake Tolan. They go three wides right, quick throw. There we're going to have a false start this time, and that'll back it up 5 yards. Jin was throwing that ball by the time the official blew the whistle to stop the play. I'm going to say less than a second from the time he gets the ball, he's throwing it. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's basically taking the shotgun, bringing the ball up to his chin, turning one way or another and throwing the ball, going with his first read too. He's already knows where he's going before the snap. And so far it's been all French and Fisher. As far as receivers go, Tolan calls in the play from the sideline. They go two wides on each side here. They haven't given the ball to the running back yet. Second and 15 from the 35. There's now he dumps it out to the and there's a huge hit. And they're going to get him for an unnecessary roughness helmet to helmet. What's this going to be, Ron?
He hit him with his shoulders.
Wow.
Shoulders.
What a great hit on the running back. And the officials are going to congregate at the 40. Oh, I think they're going to call a personal foul here. Who was that that
Brett
came
Streeter,
in on the
hit? Number 20.
Was it Streeter?
Yes.
He just came in and blew the play up. Oh, they're going to pick this up? Are they?
No.
No. He's coming over to where the... They're still talking about it. Wow. They're going to say personal foul, hit to the helmet. So,
boy,
Wes Streeter came in and blew that up.
With his shoulder.
It looked like it was his shoulder.
But we don't have instant replay.
No, we don't. We'll see film on it later. You come by my office sometime this week after Joel gets this all uploaded, and we'll take a look at that play and see what we think.
Under further review.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter. It's a second. It's not an automatic first down, though, in high school.
No.
It was a quick throw into the slot, and it's caught. Nice diving catch by, I think that's Fisher out there. And it's enough for a first down. He catches the ball at the 19-yard line of Amity. So what could have been a third and very long for Taft, they get the 15-yard penalty from the spot of the foul, gives them a second and five, and they convert on a 10-yard pass play to make it a first down at the 19-yard line of Amity. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Jin throws to the left, and this time he's under pressure as he's tossed to the ground by number 43 for the Warriors. That's Russell
number.
Brown. He's wearing. I thought it looked like Russell, but normally he's 44. He's got 43 on out there, and that confused me. But he's playing like Russell Brown. He looks like Russell Brown. We're going to go with Russell Brown. Now they go two wides on each side. Jin, he's got three wides right and two left. Five wide outs here. Jin drops, throws over the middle. Incomplete. Boy, that one could have been picked off.
Alligator arms.
Yep.
He didn't want to stick him.
And that's going to bring up a third and 10. The receiver thought he might get hit, heard some footsteps, and pulled those hands back before the ball got to him. Third and 10. Warriors looking to stiffen here and get a stop on this second Taft Tiger drive of the night. They're going to go three wides right, one left, running back in the backfield. I'm not sure who that running back is. Jin throws to the slot. It's complete and all the way down inside the five-yard line for a first down before Hoff drags down the receiver, French. So it's French and it's Fisher. Fisher and French. That's who Jin wants to throw to. All but one of his passes have gone to one of those two guys. So now the Warriors' defense really getting their first test since the first drive of the Neocani game.
Mm-hmm.
When Neocani just mowed him down, and then the defense made some adjustments. So it'll be interesting to see what adjustments Trombley makes after this drive. Of course, not picking up a personal foul on the hit would have helped. Bring a man in motion now. The handoff, and he's swarmed at about the 4-yard line, 3-yard line. He's going to pick up about a yard. Or maybe back to the line of scrimmage. I think they had the ball spotted at the 3. It'll be second and goal from the 3. And I don't know who the ball carrier was on that. Those numbers were a little easier to see before.
21. 21 is the ball carrier.
21 is Damian Graham. Now they go two wides on each side. Jin fakes the handoff under pressure, throws, Hoff got there a little early. No call on the interference. As he knocks it away, it looked like he might have got there a smidgen early, but he knocks the pass away, gets the breakup, and it's third and goal from the 3. Obviously, 4-down territory for Taft. They're not going to settle for a field goal here. They've got two wides each way, running back next to Jin.
Just back off so much, it's with that kind of yardage.
Jin drops. Wants to throw over the middle. He does. It's tipped and knocked away. Looked like Cody Dyke got a hand on that. And Eli Jackson in on it, too. Both of the guys with sevens on their jerseys out there. 17 is Cody Dyke, 7 Eli Jackson. And it's fourth and goal from the 3. And, you know, this is the problem we saw with Willamina when they run this spread offense. When they get inside the 10-yard line, the defense doesn't back off because they don't have anywhere to go.
Right.
And all those passing lanes that were open all the way down the field suddenly aren't. Suddenly it's tight. All the windows are closing quickly when you throw the ball. So they go four wides, two on each side again. Jin talking to Fisher. I think that's where he wants to go. Nope, he's going to look left. He's under pressure, rolling to his right, throws. It's low, and I think it is incomplete. Incomplete. The Warriors will take over on downs at their own 3-yard line. Pretty what good. A defensive stance.
Pretty good defense. That was to the number two? Or what number is that? Two.
So that was intended for McClendon. Incomplete. And it was a low throw. McClendon went down low to try to get it. I'm not sure he would have been in the end zone anyway. I think first he would have been inside the one.
The first time we got pressure on him real quick. He didn't have any time. He just had to unload it.
So here come the Warriors now. Looks like Jackson split out wide left. This will be Streeter, I'm guessing. Streeter right up the middle, and he's got some room to run across the 15, the 20, still going, out to the 25, the 30, cuts back, breaks another tackle to the 40, and all the way up to the 43-yard line. Wes Streeter takes it 40 yards right up the middle, and then he stops to try to get the ball for the official because that's the kind of kid Wes Streeter is, a good kid. What a run by number 20. And he just breaking tackles. And then once he broke a few tackles, he recognized he had some blockers there. He slowed down, let them run a little interference. And then when he saw that wasn't going to get him any more yards after another 5 or 10, he broke a couple more tackles. Here comes Dyke to the right. Cuts it back up. Gets to the 44 and brought down after a gain of 1. Nowhere to run that time. But that'll keep him honest. So good job by Dyke running hard there. Made one guy miss at about the line of scrimmage, but a couple more linebackers swarmed to the cause there for the Tigers and brought him down.
Could have given him a yard.
Second and 9 for the Warriors. Justin Vito gets up to the ball. Parr under center. Jackson split out left. And we've got a false start. This is the third one, 2 on the Warriors and 1 on the Tigers so far. And this is... I think we've had one all
offsides.
Year. Oh, this is offsides. Okay.
Lined up offside.
All right. And that was weird. So is this a high school rule, Ron, where they blew that dead? Because there was no path to the ball there.
Yes. It's a dead, yeah.
Because in the college and the pros, they'll let them line up in the neutral zone. But if they don't get an advantage, if they don't get a free path to the quarterback, then they don't blow the whistle. They give you a free play. No free play in high school. Jackson split out left again, wing T formation. Hatch to the right. They give to Hatch coming left. He's got a little bit of room if he can get there. He makes a guy miss across the 50. The 45. Now he turns it up to the 40. The 35 and drug down at about the 30-yard line. Brian Hatch. They're going to mark it at the 31. Brian Hatch running hard. We've got somebody down. One of our linemen back at the line of scrimmage.
I saw him fall down. I think it's Sharp.
We will see.
He tripped again.
So hopefully nothing serious. Hopefully just a twisted ankle or something, you hope. But he also, you can get rolled up on real quick around that line. And there were two gray jerseys on the ground, and Hatch jumped over one of them to make him miss, and that was kind of where this happened. And they're actually motioning for the athletic trainer to come from the Taft sideline. I think if this is whoever this is, I think I don't know if it's Robbie or not. I haven't seen a number yet. I don't want to say for sure. But he's in quite a bit of pain.
Knee?
And not getting up. No. So the first thought there is a knee that he might have gotten rolled up on. And they'll get a trainer out there to take a look at it. See how serious it is. So we're going to take a quick break here. 2:27 left to go in the first quarter. When we get back, we'll try to get you a little update about what we can tell from up here. This is Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. McMinnville will be right back.
Often the first impression for your business is your logo and your business card. McMinnville businesses have learned over the past 20 years that if you want a printing job done right, the place to go is Copycats. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac will help you design your logo and business cards and then get everything printed the way you want it. When it comes to printing, the only thing you need to know is their phone number, 503-472-0119. Copycats.
In business and taking care of your needs since 1983, it's D&D Electrical. Big company support, small town service. They are.
All right, we cut that commercial off a little bit there because all of a sudden Robbie was able to get up and walk off the field under his own power. But, yeah, Scharf, I don't know if he got rolled up on or cut block a little bit. Mark Keene thought he might have got cut block a little from the side. And, he's been a little under the weather, a little dinged up, and so Robbie headed over to the bench and going to take a seat over there and give his knee a break here for a little while. 2:15 and counting here in the first quarter. Warriors up 14-0 and threatening here at the 32-yard line. Hatch in motion. Parr drops, throws quickly out to Richardson. Bubble screen. Richardson across 25 to 20 to the 15. Down to about the 11-yard line. Peyton Richardson, there's a new wrinkle, Ron.
That bubble screen, we haven't seen that.
I have not seen a bubble screen in my time here.
No. So.
And definitely not to Peyton Richardson.
20 yards.
So, Mr. Keene, when did the bubble screen come into the play calling? First time I can remember seeing it.
We got Peyton out there in soft coverage. That's when we throw him the ball. I like that philosophy.
But they
Trevor Smith split out wide to the right now as they set up in the I formation. They bring Hatch. They give to Hatch. Hatch going.
Guys.
He's got almost untouched all the way down to the one and then in for the touchdown. Brian Hatch with his second score of the day with 1:43 to go in the first quarter. What were you going to say there, Ron, before that score?
The previous play that they threw to Richardson, Hatch comes not a deep in motion but goes right beside the quarterback and runs down, and he ends up being the lead blocker for Richardson.
So give him a lot of different looks. And normally Richardson would be out there blocking for Hatch on the sweep. This time it's reversed, as Ron said, and Hatch is blocking for Richardson. They split Jackson out wide to the right. I formation on the two-point conversion. Hatch in motion. They give to Hatch. They fake to Hatch. They throw to the back of the end zone. Touchdown, or excuse me, two-point conversion. Niseff getting it. Dylan Niseff with the two-point conversion in the back of the end zone, and the Warriors go up. 22-0, 1:43 left to go here in the first quarter at Taft High School. This is Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. We'll be right back.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mack, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Welcome back, Amity Warrior fans. Jeff Clark, Ron Huber. First quarter here at Taft High School in Lincoln City, where the Warriors lead 22-0. They've had the ball three times. They've scored three times. Streeter with the first one on a 74-yard touchdown run, and then Brian Hatch with the last two. Ron, how many yards were his two touchdown runs, Brian's?
Brian's are 6 and an 11.
And Brian running hard today. No Johnny Mather, out with a sprained ankle sustained last week. Federico kicking the ball off down to the 22-yard line. They swarm that, and is that Richardson again?
Yes.
Nobody blocking Richardson. He's just gunning down that left sideline. And all the way, that's his second tackle in a row on a kickoff. And sure-handed tackling, wrapping up and taking him down.
He's the gunner, and nobody's blocking him.
So the Warriors back on defense now. The last time Taft able to move the ball pretty easily down the field until they got inside the 10-yard line, and then the defense stiffened for the Warriors. And again, we talk about that. The Warriors play a little bit of a soft zone defensively against the pass and try to get to the quarterback and keep everything in front of them. As the field gets shorter, as you get closer to the end zone, there's nowhere to do that. Running back this time, he's dragged down at the 25-yard line. It's going to be a loss of two. Streeter on the tackle, and the ball carrier, number 28, I believe.
Yeah.
That's Logan Gilio.
Minus two.
He loses 2 yards. Nice tackle there by Streeter. Front line here of the Warriors, Philip West on the left end and Russell Brown on the right end, Seth Valencia at nose tackle. They throw out to the right side, a little high and over the outstretched hands of number 15. That's Connor Bailey, the intended receiver, and it'll be second and third and 12 now. And that's the problem with this offense, is that if you're going to throw 80% of the time, which they have so far, an incomplete pass can really throw you for a loop.
You're behind the chains real fast.
And when you lose two on a running play and then have an incomplete pass, this defense can really pin back their ears. Now we're going to have a false start.
Not set.
Another dead ball foul, false start. Second one of the night against the Tigers. That'll back them up. It'll be third and 17 now for Taft, and the ball will move back almost to their 20-yard line. So they need to get out to the 37 for a first down. That's a big ask against this defense. Warriors have not given up very many big plays this year. Coquille had a couple, but they did them running, not passing. Two wides on each side of the ball. Jen with Galeo in the back in the backfield with him. There's a running back. Jin drops straight. Now flush to his right. Still flush. Brown chase him. Throws downfield. A little bit high. Richardson, if he hadn't come up on the play, he came up to defend the receiver, and the ball was so far over their heads that even Richardson couldn't jump up and get it. If he had played back and stayed deep, he would have had an easy interception. But he assumed the ball was going to the receiver, and it was about 15 feet over the receiver's head, I think. 5:42 left to go in the first quarter. 22-0 Warriors, then it's punting time. Fisher, the punter for Taft.
Uh-oh.
A bad snap, rolls back to him, and he gets off a nice low liner, hits it about the 47. Hatch misplays it, and now the ball loose and recovered by Taft. Yeah. Brian Hatch did not play that ball well at all.
Too nonchalant.
Yep. And that will be, I think, Taft ball when it's all said and done.
Quarterback.
Yep, Jin hustling down there. He recovered it after Hatch bobbled it.
Now, why is he not marking the spot?
Well, the officials are talking about this, but Hatch touched the ball and then kind of jogged to it and went to pick it up.
Nonchalant.
Yeah, and I guess he just didn't realize how quickly Taft was going to get on him.
Personal foul.
And they add 15 yards on?
Yeah.
What was the personal foul for, Ron? What do we think?
I think there's a little extracurricular activity when the ball is on the ground.
Well,
I mean, eight had the ball, and then somebody dove in, and
I think, somebody was in there trying to get it back from him. So now the Warriors have dug themselves a little hole here by muffing the punt. And I'm sure Brian will be hard on himself about that. You don't need to say much to him. He'll know that he should have handled that very day. You just got to fall on that ball once you muff it like that. Can't take any chances with it. Jin drops back, rolls to his right, under pressure, throws against that pressure. Richardson tips it, and the receiver tipped it. Tyee Fisher also, and it falls to the ground. Good play by Peyton Richardson to get a defended pass on that. So he knocks that one away just enough that Tyee Fisher couldn't pull it down. Second and 10.
Peyton's
the ball
coming
is
up
at
pretty,
the 18-yard line.
It's coming up pretty fast, and the ball, he's almost like overreacting.
He's been real aggressive coming up on that, but we've been burned on some short passes here, so he might be a little bit quicker to try to close. Jin wants to throw the screen, does, gets it to Galeo. Galeo trying to get outside. Streeter cuts him down at the 12, for the 11-yard line.
He's hurt.
That was a good tackle.
No, he's all right.
He's a little shaken up. Running back, as I said, I probably said his name wrong. I think it's Galeo, 6 foot junior.
7 yards.
It'll be 3rd and 3. Nice tackle by Wes Streeter to close out on that. And that was just a little screen pass designed. Jin backpedaled hard, and they let the
quarter.
Yep, let the lineman come through to clear some space, and then he threw the ball to Galeo. But a great tackle by Wes Streeter. And that brings us to the end of the first quarter. Amity 22, Taft 0. This is KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back.
If you run a business in Yamhill County, what listeners should be hearing right now is the name of your business and why people should buy at your store or use your service. That's what advertising is. Advertising on KLYC is not an expense. It's an investment in your business to draw customers through your door and ring your till. KLYC Radio in McMinnville has a proven track record of improving customer traffic. Contact Dave Adams at dave@klyc.us to set up an appointment to discuss how advertising on KLYC can be a positive investment for your business.
Davison Auto Parts, supporting high school athletics throughout the Willamette Valley. If you're looking for quality auto parts, everything from...
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football here on KLYC. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber coming to you from Taft High School. Warriors up 22-0 after one. They've got a little defensive challenge here after the muff punt. Taft took over with pretty good field position at the 18-yard line, and they've moved the ball now down to the 11. Need to get to the 8 for the first down, of course. Third down, 3 yards to go. They go two wides each side. They're on the far hash mark from us, so the right side of the field is the wide side for them. Jin in the shotgun, takes the snap, drops, throws into the slot, and threw horribly behind his receiver. He threw that ball a good 7 or 8 feet behind the intended receiver, French.
We had Streeter and Nyseth in his face.
And so it'll be fourth down, 3 yards to go.
So that time he Trombley brought two linebackers.
Hoff taking the outside man. That's Fisher. It's a tough matchup. Fisher 6'5". Jin wants to throw that way. Can't. Rolls to his left. And now he's in a lot of trouble. He's running backwards. He escapes a little bit of pass rush. Still running. He's going to get back to about the 21-yard line and drop there. And that was Russell Brown staying on the pursuit. Jin's elusive back there. But too many white jerseys.
It was four or five guys just.
And they sack him for a 10-yard loss.
In pursuit.
And good hustle. I mean, they knew at that point he wasn't going to be able to set his feet and make any kind of an accurate throw. And he was just trying to get back and get some positive yardage at that point. So the Warriors will take over at their own 20-yard lines where they end up spotting it. First and 10, Amity.
Minus 10, you think?
Well, where were we? We're at the 11. I think they're going to say minus 9. So the Warriors take it over again with a great deep field stop as Taft had the ball.
Down the field.
In scoring position, so to speak, into the red zone.
15-yard penalty besides the muff punt.
That didn't help. Warriors in the I formation now. Set back is Dyke. They give to Hatch. Hatch, there's a man in the backfield. Has to make him miss. He does that. Now he gets out to the 25 across. Now cuts back to the 30. Hold on to that ball, Brian. Down to the 32-yard line. That'll be a first down, Warriors. So a 12-yard run for Brian. And weaving his way through there. He had one guy in the backfield, but, you know, when it's Brian, you can do that. You can say, hey, make one guy miss and let the, you know, block everybody else. And Brian, if he can see the guy, he'll probably make him miss at least the first guy. Very, very hard to tackle Brian Hatch in the open field. About as shifty as they come. Richardson split out to the left. Defense late coming over. They give to fake to Streeter. Now they're going to throw. He's got Dyke at the 40.
Oh,
did he catch it? No, couldn't pull it in. Cody Dyke going deep on a deep crossing pattern, and so he came from the running back position.
Overprone.
A nice fake to Streeter, had me buying on it, and you know, not a bad pass by Tyler Parr. That's a long throw, and you know, you kind of put it. At this level of football, if you put it close, that's all you can really do. Try to let your receiver run under it.
Cody Dyke made a nice attempt. He dove.
He
for
did.
The ball.
It was right. I mean, you know, he threw the ball about 35 yards in the air, and it was about 8 inches too far.
Yeah.
You know, so you take that into consideration. Now they give to Dyke coming around to the right side, gets out to the 40, lowers his shoulder and plows ahead to about the 41-yard line. This will be third and short. I think they'll mark him just short of the first down marker.
Nine.
Third and one coming up. Nice power running there by Cody Dyke. Johnny Mather tonight.
No, he doesn't have the speed, but he's not afraid to hit.
And he's a solid 200-pound kid.
Well, in his position on defense,
he likes
not
to hit.
Afraid to hit.
Nope. He'll lower his shoulder and take you out, whether you're on offense or defense, if he's coming at you. Back to the wing tee formation now. Split out to the left is Trevor Smith on the hash marks. Warriors going right to left now here in the second quarter. They give to Streeter right up the middle. Busts a couple tackles. There he goes.
Oh,
there he goes. All the way. Wes Streeter's going to take it to the house. 57, 58 yards. Wes Streeter. His second long run of the day. He had a 74-yarder. Now he has a 58-yarder. And Streeter showing that if you try to arm tackle him, he's just going to break through it.
The play was made by the quarterback because the linebackers – I mean, Streeter's running by him, and they don't know he's got the ball.
That's right. Nope.
They're looking in the backfield for the ball, and he's by
him. He's already at them, and it's too late.
And the DBs.
And that's why you see guys reaching for him because they didn't have time to move their feet. And the defensive backs were all sucked up tight that time. There was nobody back as a safety or anything, and Wes Streeter has the speed to take it to the house. That's all we can say. Well on his way. He had 226 yards rushing last week, and he is well over 100 this week, up around the 150 mark now. They go two wideouts left. Parr rolls left. He's got his man Hatch. He waited too long, and it is picked off in the end zone.
He's going to run it back if he wants.
No, I don't think he can in high school.
Not out of the end zone.
So Tyler took too long to throw that one. He had Hatch early. And he took a couple extra steps, and by that time, the defense had closed. So, 10-14 to go here in the first half. Warriors now lead 28-0 over the hosting Tigers. This is Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. We'll be right back.
Thank you. My car's like new. Change over your car, start to do the same for you.
At J&W CarStar, we say, come see the people who care. We really mean that. Our team is dedicated to customer satisfaction. Your satisfaction is as important as fixing the car.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Drink that.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. I had to cut Ron off there. We are early in the second quarter where the Warriors have a four-score lead, 28-0 over the Tigers.
Wow.
And Wes Streeter, Ron, did you have a rushing total there so far? We are, by the way, we are less than 14 minutes into the game.
186 yards.
186 yards for Wes Streeter. He had 226 last week. He is just becoming, and what that does to you when you watch film now as an opposing coach, you know, what is Willamina going to do next week? They are going to pile the middle of that field because
these are not streaks down the side. They're right up the middle.
So it changes how you play. Federico with the kick.
Donate.
Down to the
Bumble.
23. It's loose. Picked up. It's got Harvey Hoff. Harvey Hoff picks it up and takes it in. Harvey Hoff running the field.
Wait. Can you advance it? I see no sign.
I don't know. Are they going to say that's not a touchdown? There's one man there.
I see no sign.
Are they going to say? I don't know. I assume you can. I don't know why you can't advance it.
It's a muff.
The ball was muffed.
It's
Harvey
muff.
Hoff on a dead run. It bounced right up into his arms.
It's a muff.
And he took it in for the score. So now the officials are talking about it.
It's coming back. It's coming back.
And that's what I think that's what Trombley is saying, that it's down where he recovered it.
Yeah.
So this is not college of the NFL. I got pretty excited there. That was next to the Clint Hatch.
But it is white ball.
Score, but it is Amity ball. Harvey Hoff, though, that will be a highlight film play. He came flying at full speed. Harvey's got pretty good wheels.
Yes, he does.
And the ball hit the chest of the returner, popped loose, hit the ground, bounced up. Harvey Hoff catches it on a dead run like it was being tossed to him in rugby and was off to the races and took it in. But as Ron pointed out and the officials made it clear, you cannot advance that.
The muff.
High school rule is different than college. Or the pros.
You have to.
Joel out there talking to him, but it doesn't matter. The rule is what it is.
I'd have to call it a muff. That was not a bad call.
No, it wasn't.
No.
It wasn't an onside kick.
No. Timeout, Taft.
And Taft going to take a break here and try to recover. The Warriors are going to have the ball at the 25-yard line of Taft. And so, we'll take a quick break, Ron. We'll come back and we'll hit that thought. This is Amity Warrior Football on KLYC McMinnville.
Thank you, my car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
An auto accident can be a very frustrating experience. It doesn't have to be. At J&W CarStar, we take pride in both our customer service as well as the repairs we do. Turn in your claim and relax. We'll take it from here.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Welcome back to Warrior Football. So Ron and I just talking about that play. So Ron, go ahead and explain what you were telling me there about the difference between why that ball couldn't be recovered and advanced.
It was a muff.
As opposed to a fumble.
Fumble. A muff is you didn't have any control, bounced off of you. And I think it's the same thing in a punt. If it bounces off of you, and you can't advance a punt in high school.
Now, had he caught that ball, taken a step or two, and then been hit, lost it, we could have picked it up and scored. So
yes.
I got all excited for no reason, but it was still an exciting play. Great play by Harvey Hoff. Warriors in the wing tee. Richardson split out to the left. Warriors going right to left here in the second quarter. They give to Streeter. Nope.
No.
They give to Hatch on the counter, and Hatch wrapped up in the backfield. Streeter would have had a nice game because nobody tackled him that time. But Hatch hit for about a 2-yard loss, we'll call it. Forward progress got him to the 22. So nice defensive play there by several gray jerseys. They got some penetration. Scharf out. And who is in for Scharf for the Warriors?
That's
there? Is it
Nick
55?
McMullen.
It's
Nick McMullen.
Oh, McMullen on the right side. Correct. And on the left side, Jeffrey Coleman at the left guard.
And Jacob Bernard.
I formation now. There's a fake handoff. Going to throw. Throwing down the right sideline. He's got his man just overthrew Trevor Smith. Had him in the back of the end zone, and again, par just a little long. And usually Tyler's a little short on his passes because he usually kind of throws them up high and lets Peyton or whoever go up and bring them down. But this time, he's been a little long today. That's the second or third time he's just barely outthrown his receiver.
Yeah, one receiver formation. I mean, one receiver out. Nobody else. Everybody blocked, like as if it was a run.
Yeah, it looks like a run. And Trevor Smith had a step.
He was there.
And so.
Got to throw it up in the air a little bit more.
Just a little bit more. But, you know, Tyler is a quarterback who doesn't want to make a mistake. And so better to overthrow him a little bit and have it be incomplete than to be picked off. I formation now, hatch in motion. They fake the hatch to give to Dyke on the counter. He's hit at the line and dropped after a gain of about three. And so it will bring up 3rd and 9 for the Warriors. And we have, or 4th and 9 for the Warriors, and we haven't seen that down in distance. And the Warriors will go for it, though. They're not going to try a field goal here.
24-yard line.
What did I say, 19?
Yeah.
Nah, 24-yard line.
9 minutes to go, second quarter.
So the Warriors will go for it on 4th and 9.
Think they might run the left side.
I think they might go to Streeter. Here we go. Brings hatch in motion. Pitch to Streeter coming
wide.
Left. He's got Coleman out there.
Nope.
He turns it back up, makes a guy miss. He's at the 22 and down inside the 15. That'll be a first down, Ron.
Yep.
Down to the 14-yard line. Wes Streeter got those last 6 yards on his own.
He did.
There was the defense swarmed. He cut back, spun off a blocker, broke a couple of arm tackles, and then dove forward to get across the 15-yard line and get that first down. What a great run by Wes Streeter. And they're bringing in the beef up front now, 75 coming into the game. He has different pants because I don't think they have the gray pants that fit this kid. He's huge. And they bring him in at the nose tackle position here, see what he can do. Warriors go 2 wideouts, 1 right, 1 left, no tight end. Man in motion, toss to Streeter going right. Streeter trying to get a block, throws to the end zone, and incomplete, intended for Peyton Richardson.
West
so they try it again.
West is over two.
But this time his man was covered at least. The first time Peyton Richardson was so open that West just overthrew him and just about, you know, had a fit out there at midfield.
Fisher,
couldn't believe it.
The DB Fisher was right with him.
Yeah, so it's 6'5 DB guarding Peyton Richardson. Yeah. It was pretty good coverage too. So, boy, they have thrown the ball a lot tonight, though. More than we've seen in any game that in the last 6 years.
I think we've got our drizzle.
It looks like a little mist in the air, doesn't
it? Or heavy fog. Heavy fog.
High formation. Dyke the setback. Going to fake to Dyke. Going to throw to Hatch. Hatch at the 5. Down to the maybe the 1-2 yard line. They're going
to
mark him at the 2. Brian Hatch with a nice crossing route catch.
It's going to be a first down.
So on that, Hatch came across the formation, came out of his, he did not come across the formation. He wasn't in motion.
No.
Hatch came out of his right wing formation there, the 2-back, went through the line and then flattened out behind the linebackers
and
made a nice catch.
Tyler made a nice soft touch pass.
Pinpoint. Made it easy to catch.
Yeah.
I formation now, 1st and goal from the 2. They give to Dyke. Dyke plows ahead and into the end zone. Nice push on the right side of the line there. That's McMullen and who's the right tackle
Jordan
over there?
Dyke.
Jordan Dyke.
52.
They did a great job pushing that line. Who else is over there?
Well, it's nice it's the tight end.
Nice is the tie. Okay, so whatever that whole right side of the line just collapsed the defensive line, and Dyke was 4 yards past the line of scrimmage. They're going to go for the extra point now. Federico Donate going to kick this one, the exchange student from Italy. Hopefully mom's listening. So waiting for the snap, and they're going to get a false start or a offsides here, I think.
Our guys moved, but I think they went across.
Well, they had like 4 gray jerseys coming into the line of scrimmage. So we'll see here as Donate will get a chance. And it'll be a yard and a half closer. So Eli Jackson, the holder, will move his mat up another yard and a half. So now the kick will be from about the 9-yard line, 9.5-yard line.
They're offsides again.
There's the snap, the kick, Donate, and it is good. Federico Donate puts it through the uprights, and he drilled it through the uprights, Ron. That was some confidence there. So you got to like to see that. So the Warriors go up 35-0 here in the second quarter, 7:40 left to go. This is Amity Warrior Football on KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, Amity Warrior fans, wherever you are tonight. Welcome back to the second quarter here. 7:40 left to go. Donate with a kick down to about the 18-yard line, fielded there. Brought back across to the 20, wrapped up and brought down at about the 23, 24-yard line, somewhere in there. I think they're going to mark that at about the 23. It's the Warriors kind of gang tackle. Number 28, that's the running back, Galeo, to the ground. So first and 10 from the 20 or the 33-yard line. Almost, they're going to mark it about the 34-yard line, we'll call it. 7.5 minutes to go in the first half. Warriors up 35-0. A couple of scores here, Ron, and we can have a running clock to start the third quarter. Quarterback keeper wrapped up and dropped for a loss. That's Valencia and West in on the quarterback sack there. And that was a design keeper. He pulled it back and thought he was going to go somewhere. Phillip West has turned into an outstanding defensive end.
Minus, they lost.
Yeah, lost about a yard and a half on the play. Second down. There's the snap. Fakes. Throws out to the right side. It's high and off the hands and incomplete. Was a forward pass.
22.
Yep. Intended for Ty Fisher. And when you overthrow a 6'5 basketball player like Fisher is, that's not easy to do.
He was well covered. He would have taken a good hit if he...
Yeah, he might have got a short gain out of it, but not much.
Yeah.
That was only if he broke a tackle. Richardson's out there.
So here
keeping
we go.
An eye on him.
Third and 11. They got Tyler Parr in there.
They go three wides to the right. He's playing linebacker position. Yep. He's split out kind of to the left there. He's watching the running back. They throw over the middle. It's caught, and there's a tackle. He's going to be about a yard short of the first down.
Two.
Tackled by Brian Hatch. The reception by McClendon. Nice little crossing pattern there.
9 yards, 10 yards.
And a good pass by Jen on that. Fourth and one. Interesting to see what they've got here. They almost have to go to a pass. They haven't been able to run the ball at all. So this is not their specialty, fourth and short. Three wides right. They throw left, and it's behind him. There's the problem. He's under some pressure in the backfield. Phillip West and Seth Valencia coming hard, and he throws it a yard behind his receiver, and the Warriors take over. That's the problem. When you don't have a running game, Ron, what are you doing fourth and short? You know, you're throwing the ball, which is a high-risk, high-reward type of thing, but hard to sustain long drives against a good defense if all you're going to do is throw the ball. 6:24 left to go, second quarter. Warriors take over at the 43-yard line of Taft Tigers. Sorry. Trying to do two things at once here. Trevor Smith split out wide to the left. Warriors going right to left, remember, here. You can envision that. Bring Hatch in motion. Fake the toss. Hand it to Streeter. Streeter plows ahead across the 40 down to the 38-yard line. He's just a bowling ball in there, Ron. Picks up 5 yards on the play. It'll be second and 5. That's about the best they've defended Wes Streeter all day. And he picked up 5 yards on the play. I don't know what his average is in the game, but it's somewhere like 20 yards a carry, right?
Yeah.
Maybe 25. So to hold him to 5, you know, that's a huge moral victory for the Tigers. Now Richardson split out left. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see him go to Richardson here. They've tried it all night.
Uh-oh.
That could have been a shift on Valencia. Hatch running left. Nothing there. Tuts it back up across the 40 now. Lowers his shoulder. Gets to the 30. Tackle from behind, but he's going to get down to the 27-yard line. What a run by Brian Hatch before he's finally brought down by McClendon. But he just lowered his shoulder and said, "You're not going to tackle me." Nice, aggressive run there by Brian Hatch. And he turned what could have been a loss into, what did he get on that, Ron?
10 yards.
There you go. And that was all Brian Hatch making something happen there. But they could have gotten Valencia. They had two in motion at the same time because Valencia flinched when Hatch went in motion. At the NFL level, they would have caught that. At the high school level, not quite as consistent on the officiating there. Now they bring Hatch. They fake to him. Somebody Parr hides the ball well. Rolls to his right. Throws. He's got Valencia in the end zone. Almost had him. Just overthrew him. Right off the hands. That is at least the fourth pass for Tyler that's gone off the hands of a receiver. I mean, within 6 inches of the intended target, Tyler's like, what do I have to do to complete a pass here?
They have coverage, but our guys are slightly behind them. If the ball's just
but it's got to be perfect.
A little bit shorter, yes. Yeah.
The only wide-open guy that's been missed was when Wes Streeter missed Peyton Richardson, but we'll give Wes a break on that. I think he was so excited. What do they say with hunters? They get buck fever, and they can't all of a sudden keep the gun sighted on the deer because they're so excited about the size of the antlers.
It is hunting season.
It is. Kind of the same thing for Wes there. He saw 6 points, couldn't complete it. Second and 10, they get to Streeter. Streeter bounces outside. Uh-oh. We're going to have a flag. This is probably a hold. Streeter still going. Finally, down inside the 12-yard line, 13-yard line. So we'll see what the flag is here. I think it's coming back. I think it's going to be against the Warriors.
16 yards after the initial hit.
Wes Streeter, hands down, the toughest guy to tackle. Holding. This is going to be a hold coming back against the Warriors. So
it's on our left tackle.
Well, and they called it early. It was before Wes was even past the line of scrimmage. So I'm not sure what happened in there because we're watching the ball carrier. But
Jeffrey Bernard
got hooked up on somebody
Jacob.
There. Jacob Bernard, sorry. Jeffrey Coleman, Jacob Bernard. Jacob got hooked up on somebody.
Hooked the guy.
Yep. So they're going to back that up 10 yards from the spot. They're going to put it back at the 35-yard line. So it's going to be second and 16 for the Warriors. They get the down over, but they lose 10 yards from where the foul occurred.
It should be second and 20.
I'll tell you what. It was second down and five or whatever.
So I've got to give Wes 2 yards.
Parr drops back. Shovel pass to Hatch. Hatch with some running room. Caught the 30, the 25. Down to the 20. 10, 5. Pulled out of bounds. Oh, they're going to mark him way back at the 10. They're going to mark him back at the 10-yard line.
Yard line thing.
Brian Hatch. Yeah, exactly. Brian Hatch breaks one off there for about 20 yards, 21 yards. He gets the ball down to the 10-yard line. It'll be first and goal there for the Warriors. There's another play we haven't seen. A little shovel pass.
They've done that a couple times. It hasn't been successful.
Right. It hasn't been Brian Hatch, I don't think, either. Mm-hmm. And so that was good to see. They've tried it with Johnny Mather, I know. Mm-hmm. But I like Hatch in that because he's shifty in that open field. You know, you got him in the wash there. There's people going all over the place, and Hatch will just make people miss and cut back on him. And such a shifty runner. And boy, he's running with so much more power this year, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, he's healthy. Remember last year, half the season, I mean, probably half of the games, he was never healthy.
Yeah. Now they go I formation. They got a throw. They got a throw crossing pattern too low to Richardson. Not a good pass there. And he had Nyseth coming across, too. He had two receivers in the same spot. So something not right there on the route. That's going to be second and goal from the 10. So the Warriors working on their passing game a lot tonight, which I think Taft should be happy about because we'd probably have 50 points by now if we were just running the ball on them. They can't stop us on the run, and this is a great opportunity because there are going to be times this year where we need to be able to pass the ball more efficiently.
Well, it's when you have nine guys. Look, there's eight guys within.
On the line of scrimmage, basically, because they're so worried about the run.
Here comes they're sneaking up. So you got two guys back and nine guys on the line of scrimmage.
Wing T formation. Smith split out left. Valencia in motion. They get to Streeter. Streeter right up the middle, and he'll walk it in. Warriors.
Nobody touched him.
Literally nobody touched him. You're talking about eight guys on the line of scrimmage, but who's playing right behind the line to stop the second level running from Wes Streeter? Streeter with a 10-yard touchdown run. That's his third touchdown of the day, Ron. And by my calculations in my head, he should be over 200 yards in the first half of a league game. And when we talk about reminiscent of past teams, this is what we're talking about, that ability just to impose your will on a defense and impose your will on an offense on the defensive side. Warriors going to go for the extra point. Donate set to kick. Federico, foreign exchange student, and we're going to have a false start on Seth Valencia. Seth just lost his balance. He was leaning. So that'll back up 5 yards.
He can make it.
Federico gets to kick a little longer one. Instead of spotting it at the 10, they'll back it up and spot it at the 15, or at least that's where Eli will try to put the ball down.
Valencia can move if he just kept on going.
Yeah, he just lost his balance and stumbled.
The back can go in motion, but...
So we'll try it again. Seth is one of the protectors in there with Russell Wilson. They get it down. Kick is up, and it looks good. The snap was not great, or the hold was not great, but the kick is good by Federico Donate.
Eli saved that.
He did. He fumbled it. I don't know. You know, he didn't get it clean, but he got it down just in time. And the thing is with a kicker is you have to know that that ball is going to get down there, and you're coming even if you can't look and see what's happening. And Federico with good concentration there, and the Warriors get themselves a
42.
Extra point, and they're up 42-0.
5 minutes to go.
So, Ron, let's talk about what else is going on tonight here in the PacWest League. Dayton is at Willamina. Willamina, one of the top-ranked teams in the state so far this year, early in the season. Somewhere, where's your list of rankings here somewhere? There they are. Willamina comes in ranked third in the state behind Amity and Rainier. Dayton ranked 14th. They're at Willamina tonight. Blanchette is at Corbett. Yamhill Carlton at Madras. Those are both league games for them. Amity, of course, at Taft. Klatskanai at Rainier. And Salem Academy playing at Silo. So both sides with a full slate of action tonight. And the interesting games there, of course, we're always interested to see what happens with Dayton and Willamina. But the real big game is Klatskanai-Rainier. Klatskanai ranked 10th, but they are one of those teams that everybody is worried about.
He booted in the end zone.
So Donate, with a long kick, puts it into the end zone. The ball will come out to the 20-yard line.
It's been a lot of years since we've had a kicker that can do that.
Well, he did it with his first kick at Salem Academy, and then after that he started kind of kicking it higher in the air.
That ball was in the air and bounced on the 5. You missed it. You're looking down at the rankings, but it bounced on the 5. It was over everybody. And
well, when we watch the way he kicked those extra points, he seems to be getting more confidence and just really hammering the ball. All right. First and 10 from the 20-yard line for Taft. 4:46 left to go in the first half. Jen throws right into the slot. Completed to McClendon. McClendon downed right there. Gained about 5 yards on the play. Second and 5. Ball just across the 25-yard line. Warriors with their starting defense in there. Haven't had to have any substitutions on that this game. There's a quick throw into the left slot. Broken up! That is Brian Hatch coming in and breaking up the play. Pass intended for French, and Hatch read that one, broke hard on the ball, and broke it up. Nice job by Brian Hatch, who's had an excellent game tonight.
Yes, yes.
Outside of that muff punt, which is easy to forget about because it didn't result in any points, he's played an outstanding game on both sides of the ball. He's been a receiver tonight. He's ran the ball well. He's ran with power, which I just love to see out of him. Now they go 2 wides on each side. Jin drops back. He's going to run it, and he's going to be across the 30 for a first down. Now he's hit and dropped by Hatch. He was spinning away from one guy. Hatch came up and just leveled him at the 31, almost the 32-yard line. Nice run by Jin, though, to get the first down. Brian Hatch coming up from that right cornerback position. And just drilling the quarterback.
West Reeder had the first hit on him, didn't get him down. And then Brian just leveled him.
Well, Jin's a shifty runner, but he spun right out there, opened himself up. There's a quick throw over the middle, almost picked off by Cody Dyke. Just looked like he stumbled a little bit. I think his eyes might have got so wide that he couldn't see his feet. I don't know.
And then it went through Brian Hatch's hands. Well, he was right behind him.
I'm sure he thought Cody was going to pick that off. Cody will tell you he should have had that one. He made a great break on that ball. It looked like he just stumbled a little bit as he was going for it and then couldn't get up high enough to pull it down. 3 wides right. Jen, under a lot of pressure, tipped, and this time Cody got it. This time he got it. Cody Dyke off the tipped hands, off the hands of the receiver, tipped up in the air, and Dyke gets it as he's falling to the ground, makes up for missing that one before with an outstanding acrobatic athletic play. Cody Dyke with the pick. Johnny Mather giving him a 5 on the sideline. Mather in a kind of a brace over there on his ankle, but on his feet, not on crutches. And
Great defense.
Just fantastic defense by the Warriors. They're starting to read those quick hitches a lot better. Their little slant routes. Warriors go. Wing T with two wideouts. They give to Valencia. Valencia going right. And somebody just mauled somebody over there. Who's our right tackle? Tell me about him, Ron.
That would be Jordan Dyke.
Just mauling. Putting somebody on their backside over there on the far side of the field from us. He pancaked that defensive end. And that's why Valencia was able to get 9 yards on the play. I was watching the ball carrier until I saw that. Then I just forgot about Valencia running because Jordan Dyke just flat out put the defensive end on his back. Love seeing that kind of blocking. Warriors again with two wideouts, one on each side with the wing T formation. They get to Valencia again. Yeah. He's going right again. Nice seal over there by McMullen. And Valencia winds his way all the way down close to the 20. They'll mark that. About the 21-yard line. That's a first down for the Warriors as he picks up about, what, 10 on that play?
Yeah, I'm going to give him 10.
Seth, running hard. He's giving Cody Dyke a break.
You know who else was out there was Jeffrey Coleman, the pulling guard from the left side, went around, and they had the corner seal. They had that.
He and McMullen sealed that off completely.
Sealed.
Yep.
Pulled two guards.
Just outstanding.
I'm impressed with Nick McMullen.
He's doing a great job as a sophomore. He's a strong kid.
Yeah.
Now they give to Hatch coming this left, and Hatch cuts it back up. Valencia with the block. Hatch down to the 10, and he's wrapped up there. That was a touchdown-saving tackle by McClendon. He dropped down, was able to get Brian at the 10-yard line. Hatch brings up a first and goal for the Warriors. Brian Hatch with a nice cutback. Valencia had a good kick-out block there from his running back position. And the Warriors in business again at the 10 with 2:27 and counting to go here in the first half. 42-0 Warriors. Now that's Jackson split out wide to the right. They're going to give to Valencia again. Valencia cuts back up inside. He's at the 5. And then he is plowing ahead down to about the 1 yard line before he's stacked up there. That's a long ways from where we're looking, Ron, but it looked like they got him at about the 1. And they finally got enough mass there to stop all 130 pounds of Seth Valencia.
So was that 8 yards? I didn't get where he started.
Well, he was at. We came off the 10.
Okay, so.
So they're going to mark it at the. Are they marking it at the 2 or the 1? Looks like the 1. So give him 8. 9 yards on that. 8.5, 9, somewhere right in there. Valencia a little dinged up on the play.
Cody.
Might be tired.
Yes.
He's been running a lot the last 4 plays or so.
He tried to make a dive and just didn't. He got hit.
He just ran into too many guys.
Yeah, mid-air.
So he's got his hands on his knees on the sideline, helmet off. I think he's probably just a little shaken up after that. He got hit by about 4 jerseys over there.
Remember, he plays nose guard.
Right. He's used to being a lot of contact, so he might just need a break here too. Coach went down and talked to him, and now he walks away. So Seth's okay. He just needs a break. I formation now. Right receiver out to the right and the left. They hand Cody. To Cody Dyke, and he walks it in. No resistance at all in the middle
huge
of that
hole.
Line.
That was the right side. That was Vito
and McMullen. And they just blasted that open.
Right.
And literally, Cody Dyke took the handoff and jogged into the end zone.
Right off the block of the center.
Yeah, outstanding blocking up front. And this defensive line is done. They're just done, Ron. It's 48-0 in the first half. They're just done. You can tell. They have no will left to fight. Extra point attempt. Bad snap.
Oh.
It hit. I don't know. It must have hit the center's rear end and fallen to the ground. That was a butt snap if I ever saw one. The ball never came close to coming back to the snap to the holder. Jackson tried to run up and jump on it. Doesn't matter. It's a dead ball. And so after that drive, 1:20 left to go in the first half. Warriors up 48-0. So we get halftime here. We'll have a running clock in the second half, and we'll get out of here at a reasonable hour tonight, even though we've had a slow first half. First half's taken over an hour. A lot of incomplete passes, some turnovers, and some scoring by the Warriors. All those things will stop the clock for you. Couldn't have asked for a better night on the coast at the end of September, though.
No.
Just a perfect temperature for playing football. Probably about 52, 53 degrees here right now. Brisk, but no wind, no rain. And just if you're going to be running around in football pads out there, playing in the mid-50s is wonderful.
And they've worked hard this week in the heat.
Yep. This is their reward. Come down to the coast and play some football in the cool air. Donate tees it up at the 40. Last one he put into the end zone. See if he can do it again here. Starting to get some more confidence with that kicking. But he might have been told to do something different too. Joel will have him mix it up and do some different things. Donate ready. Gets the whistle. Kicks this one higher. It's going to be at about the 20. Fielded there on the run. And brings it back across the 35 to the 40. Breaks outside to the 45. Richardson trips him up and then brought to the ground by Trevor Smith. Nice return there by 20. Number 20. That is French. And they're going to have their best field position of the night outside of the muff punt. They're going to have that ball at the 48-yard line. 52 yards away from the end zone. They haven't had that kind of starting field position off a kickoff yet.
It wasn't very well covered.
It wasn't, and he caught it on the run. Yeah. You know, the kick wasn't bad, but the French read it very well, came up on the run, and he was at the 30 before the coverage got there. Jin drops, throws to the right, complete, wrapped up, brought down by Trevor Smith. Good tackle right away on number 22, Tyhee Fisher. Gain of about 3 yards. Ball at the 49 of Amity. Second and 7. 55 seconds left to go first half. Two wides each side. Jin takes a snap, throws. Knocked away, Brian Hatch with the defense. Intended for French. Hatch with excellent coverage there. Knocks it away, stops the clock with 46 seconds to go in the first half. Third and 7 for the Tigers. So they don't huddle. They get everything from the sideline. They go back to their four wides, two on each side. Jin takes the snap, drops. Now he's under pressure, trying to get outside, trying to turn around. He's going to be wrapped up. No, he gets going now. Dyke comes in. Dyke knocks the ball loose. Jin gets it back, and he's wrapped up, brought down by Phillip West. There were white jerseys everywhere.
Everywhere.
And Jin's slow to get up. That ball popped loose when Dyke hit him.
Minus 14.
He caught it again right before Phillip West got to him and brought him down. And you know what? When you're playing the way this defense is playing, you never get tired, do you?
Quarterback.
And Jin rolled up an ankle or something. He's trying to hurry and get off the field as the clock runs to 10 seconds, and Jin can't make it.
Why did they call timeout?
I thought they had a timeout.
They only used one.
That was one of the more awkward things I've ever seen a coach do to a player, Ron.
Yeah. The guy's hurt.
His quarterback's trying to get off the field and hopping, and as the clock's running down, and the head coach doesn't call a timeout. Jin makes it to about 5 feet from the sideline and falls down and can't go any further. And so finally we get a timeout. Like, why didn't you just call a timeout when your quarterback was slow to get up? Even if you didn't care about stopping the clock, your quarterback's trying to compete. He's trying to get off the field, and he's in a lot of pain over here by the sideline. And the coach, Tolan, just inexplicably didn't call a timeout, let his quarterback try to hop off the field, and he's not getting up. I mean, he collapsed. Now they're going to get him up. He collapsed close to the sideline there. He's got a pretty good sprained ankle, I think.
Or a cramp.
Well, he's walking like it's an ankle, the way he's putting weight on the foot. So they'll bring their backup quarterback in now. I mean, he was scrambling all over the place out there, avoiding hits left and right before finally getting wrapped up. That'll start the clock, so they never did take a timeout, and that'll be the end of the first half. So when we start the second half, we will have a running clock here in the second half, as we've had in every single game we've played this year so far, Ron. All right. After one half, it is Amity 48 and Taft 0. We'll be back after a couple of commercial messages with some halftime stats for you. This is Amity Warrior Football, KLYC, McMinnville.
Davison Auto Parts, supporting high school athletics throughout the Willamette Valley. If you're looking for quality auto parts, everything from wiper blades to spark plugs, and most importantly, the people that can give you the good answers, factual answers based on years of experience, it's Napa Auto Parts and Davison Auto Parts. Quality people, knowledgeable and friendly, always willing to help. Davison Auto Parts throughout the Willamette Valley, supporting high school sports.
If you run a business in Yamhill County, what listeners should be hearing right now is the name of your business and why people should buy at your store or use your service. That's what advertising is. Advertising on KLYC is not an expense. It's an investment in your business to draw customers through your door and ring your till. KOIC Radio in McMinnville has a proven track record of improving customer traffic. Contact Dave Adams at dave@koic.us to set up an appointment to discuss how advertising on KOIC can be a positive investment for your business.
Thank you, my car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
At J&W Car Star, we say, come see the people who care. We really mean that. Our team is dedicated to customer satisfaction. Your satisfaction is as important as fixing the car.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care. Thank you, my car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
An auto accident can be a very frustrating experience. It doesn't have to be. At J&W Car Star, we take pride in both our customer service as well as the repairs we do. Turn in your claim and relax. We'll take it from here.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Often the first impression for your business is your logo and your business card. McMinnville businesses have learned over the past 20 years that if you want a printing job done right, the place to go is Copycats. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac will help you design your logo and business cards and then get everything printed the way you want it. When it comes to printing, the only thing you need to know is their phone number, 503-472-0119. Copycats.
In business and taking care of your needs since 1983, it's D&D Electrical. Big company support, small town service. They are your full service contractor, residential, commercial, and industrial, including low voltage and security. It's D&D Electrical. When asked, their answer is usually, yes, we can do that. From solar to security systems to industrial control, D&D Electrical can handle the job. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical, McMinnville.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Halftime here at Taft High School, where your Warriors lead the Tigers 48-0. And the Warriors did it the way the Warriors have been doing it all year, and that's running the ball. We got a little flag football going on out on the field here with some young guys from Taft. Warriors ran the ball for, where's that stat sheet again here? Warriors ran the ball for a total of 346 yards in the first half, 213 of those by Wes Streeter, Brian Hatch with 85, Cody Dyke 20, and Seth Valencia 28. And they passed for 52 yards in the first half. No passing touchdowns in this half, but the rushing touchdowns, Ron, I'll let you summarize those if you want. Going to pull that up for us.
Streeter had a 74-yard touchdown run. Brian Hatch, 6 yards. Brian Hatch, 11 yards. Streeter, 58. Cody Dyke, a 3-yard touchdown run. Streeter, a 10-yard touchdown run. And Cody Dyke, a 1-yard touchdown.
So Dyke with 2 touchdowns, Hatch with 2, and Streeter with 3 in the first half. And my guess is we won't see much of Wes Streeter in the second half. I think he's earned his time on this. We will on the defensive side of the ball, but not on the offensive side. We'll see more Valencia. We'll see. We may see some Dykstra. We'll see some Russell Brown, and we'll probably start seeing the Hatch boys a little bit there as well in the third quarter. We will have a running clock when we come back. So 398 yards total offense, I believe, there in the first half for the Warriors, and really could have had a lot more had they chosen to just stick with what was working. Instead, we attempted quite a few passes there in the first half. Ron, did you have a number on that?
Yeah.
We only completed three of them, but we attempted, I'm going to say, like 11.
Yeah, I'm going to...
We didn't complete a high percentage, but
no.
We kept attacking. And what I like is that we're using these blowout games to work on some offensive things there in the first half that we're going to need to be able to do better in games later this year. Ron's going to try to get a total on how many passes we had.
Which is a lot.
We passed more this game than we have in any two games all year. Easily.
Nine passes.
Nine pass attempts,
yeah,
and three completions. And Wes Streeter should have had a touchdown pass to Peyton Richardson there in the first quarter.
Yeah.
It was a great toss to Streeter.
Yep.
After he had that big run, the defense bites hard on the toss, and Peyton all by himself, and Wes just got excited. And
he threw two passes.
Yep.
And really, Tyler had the ball in the vicinity several times, just
off
just
the fingertips.
Inches.
Yeah.
Yeah, inches long.
So, good first half for the Warriors. Robbie Sharp a little dinged up there in the first half, but I think he's okay. He walked off under his own power after being on the ground for a minute or two. And so that's a good thing. You get your starters out of the game and let your secondary guys come in and wrap this up here in the second half of the running clock. So even with all the incomplete passes, you won't have to worry about the clock stopping. Anything else, Ron, before we take a break here?
No, it's a fun. You got to give that offensive line a lot of credit. Boy, they're just making holes. When several of those Streeter runs, there wasn't anybody nobody touched him.
And what happens, Ron, as you well know from coaching football, is that when you keep running the ball successfully, you wear down that defensive line, and pretty soon they're just done.
Yeah.
And that's what we saw there in the second quarter. Well, they were tired of being blocked.
Especially on Cody Dykes' touchdown.
He just walked in.
There wasn't.
They had given up.
Yeah.
They have reached a point psychologically where they know they cannot get off the blocks. They can't make the tackles at the line, and the fight is gone. And so now guys are at the second level before anybody knows it, and that just leads to more big runs. So Warriors, big lead here at halftime. We're going to take a break for a few minutes and rest our vocal cords up here for the second half. This is Amity Warrior Football on KLYC McBenville. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Thank you, my car's like new. Change over your car, start or do the same for you.
An auto accident can be a very frustrating experience. It doesn't have to be. At J&W CarStar, we take pride in both our customer service as well as the repairs we do. Turn in your claim and relax. We'll take it from here.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Often, the first impression for your business is your logo and your business card. McBenville businesses have learned over the past 20 years that if you want a printing job done right, the place to go is Copycats. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac will help you design your logo and business cards and then get everything printed the way you want it. When it comes to printing, the only thing you need to know is their phone number, 503-472-0119. Copycats. 95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
In business and taking care of your needs since 1983, it's D&D Electrical. Big company support, small town service. They are your full service contractor, residential, commercial, and industrial, including low voltage and security. It's D&D Electrical. When asked,
Their answer is usually, yes, we can do that. From solar to security systems to industrial control, D&D Electrical can handle the job. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical, McMinnville.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
If you run a business in Yamhill County, what listeners should be hearing right now is the name of your business and why people should buy at your store or use your service. That's what advertising is. Advertising on KLYC is not an expense. It's an investment in your business to draw customers through your door and ring your till. KLYC Radio in McMinnville has a proven track record of improving customer traffic. Contact Dave Adams at dave@klyc.us to set up an appointment to discuss how advertising on KLYC can be a positive investment for your business.
Thank you, my car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
At J&W Car Star, we say, come see the people who care. We really mean that. Our team is dedicated to customer satisfaction. Your satisfaction is as important as fixing the car.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Davison Auto Parts, supporting high school athletics throughout the Willamette Valley. If you're looking for quality auto parts, everything from wiper blades to spark plugs, and most importantly, the people that can give you the good answers, factual answers based on years of experience, it's Napa Auto Parts and Davison Auto Parts. Quality people, knowledgeable and friendly, always willing to help. Davison Auto Parts throughout the Willamette Valley, supporting high school sports.
Thank you, my car's like new.
J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
At J&W Car Star, we say, come see the people who care. We really mean that. Our team is dedicated to customer satisfaction. Your satisfaction is as important as fixing the car.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Care.
Davison Auto Parts, supporting high school athletics throughout the Willamette Valley. If you're looking for quality auto parts, everything from wiper blades to spark plugs, and most importantly, the people that can give you the good answers, factual answers based on years of experience, it's Napa Auto Parts and Davison Auto Parts. Quality people, knowledgeable and friendly, always willing to help. Davison Auto Parts, throughout the Willamette Valley, supporting high school sports.
Often the first impression for your business is your logo and your business card. McMinnville businesses have learned over the past 20 years that if you want a printing job done right, the place to go is Copycats. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac will help you design your logo and business cards and then get everything printed the way you want it. When it comes to printing, the only thing you need to know is their phone number, 503-472-0119. Copycats.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
In business and taking care of your needs since 1983, it's D&D Electrical. Big company support, small town service. They are your full service contractor, residential, commercial, and industrial, including low voltage and security. It's D&D Electrical. When asked,
Their answer is usually, yes, we can do that. From solar to security systems to industrial control, D&D Electrical can handle the job. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical, McMinnville.
If you run a business in Yamhill County, what listeners should be hearing right now is the name of your business and why people should buy at your store or use your service. That's what advertising is. Advertising on KLYC is not an expense. It's an investment in your business to draw customers through your door and ring your till. KLYC Radio in McMinnville has a proven track record of improving customer traffic. Contact Dave Adams at dave@klyc.us to set up an appointment to discuss how advertising on KLYC can be a positive investment for your business.
Thank you, my car's like new. JW CarStar will do the same for you.
An auto accident can be a very frustrating experience. It doesn't have to be. At J&W CarStar, we take pride in both our customer service as well as the repairs we do. Turn in your claim and relax. We'll take it from here.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
If you run a business in Yamhill County, what listeners should be hearing right now is the name of your business and why people should buy at your store or use your service. That's what advertising is. Advertising on KLYC is not an expense. It's an investment in your business to draw customers through your door and ring your till. KLYC Radio in McMinnville has a proven track record of improving customer traffic. Contact Dave Adams at dave@klyc.us to set up an appointment to discuss how advertising on KLYC can be a positive investment for your business.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Hey, I want to let you know there is a website out there called scorestream.com, scorestream.com, which has fairly live football scores, fairly up to the date. You can get on there and check. It's not comprehensive, but it has been reported in, and Amity's score is up on there. I can tell you that. I threw some stats up there on there during the break, so you can kind of see that. You can add comments as well if you're at the game. You can let people know what's going on. But that's how we found out that Dayton trails 13-0 at Willamina at the half. So that's what's going on in our league. I didn't see any other league scores that I could find. And so we'll kind of search around a little bit here. You know, it's not comprehensive, but it's I think they have to have people calling at those games. And like if I go to Rainier doesn't show up in there at all. If I go to Klatskanai, they do show up. But I don't think this week's game is listed in there. And so last week's game where they lost to Vail was listed on there. So it's not comprehensive, but it is pretty cool, and you can kind of get on there and see what's going on a little bit around the state. All right, we'll have a running clock here in the second half where the Warriors lead the Taft Tigers 48-0. And we'll see, as we have in a lot of other games, we'll see, I think, a lot of the first-string defense still. He'll start mixing guys in on defense, but on the offensive side, we will see predominantly second-string guys.
Those kids played four quarters on Monday. So.
Right, so they can only play two, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, and so it works out really well. But defensively, most of the starters will stay in early, and they'll kind of try to make sure that the game doesn't tighten up at all on the scoreboard. But offensively, we probably won't have quite the explosive offense going, as West Streeter probably won't be touching the ball, and Brian Hatch won't either on the offensive side. But maybe our defense will score something for us, Ron.
It would be nice to see a future quarterback play some more time this game, because in the last couple ball games, they played Eli, who's a senior. I would like to see...
And that's really about a this year in Kenan, case Tyler were to get hurt.
I'd like to see Kenan Graham get some playing time.
And maybe we will tonight. We'll see. He's usually gotten a couple of drives in the fourth quarter in these blowout games. Warriors will be kicking off here to start the third quarter.
Here's the Hatch Brothers out there, number 36. And
mixing up the kickoff return for the kickoff coverage team here a little bit. Federico Donate going to kick it, tease it up at the 40-yard line. You can tell he's getting more comfortable out there. Let's see what he can do with this one. All right, we're ready to go here in the third quarter. Donate drives this one deep to the 7 and into the end zone. Touchback.
Second time.
Federico Donate drills it. I want to see as he goes off the field the response of his teammates.
Oh.
He's getting some fives. He goes off. That is a heck of a kick.
That's a weapon. Remember that team? Remember San Diego Christian a couple years ago?
He just killed us. We started at the 20-yard line every time.
Every single time.
Yeah, if you can do that, give these offenses a long field to work with. All right. So I think we've got a new quarterback in there for Taft, number 19, looks like Antonio Suarez. That's your JV quarterback who you saw on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a snap, throws out to the right, hits his receiver, Ty. 22 is Ty Fisher. He's wrapped up, brought down after a gain of about 9 yards. A nice throw there. Suarez, the sophomore, you saw him play Monday.
Throws the ball well.
And there's your analysis from Ron. He's drinking a Diet Pepsi. Throws the ball well.
Throws the ball well, moves well, and he was able to get the corner on our JV guys and made a lot
of things.
So
he's got good wheels as well. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. A little scouting report there, Ron Hubert. They bring some pressure on him this time. He's going to roll out to the left. We'll see. And cuts back, and he's brought down. That was Wes Streeter. He may not be playing offense in the second half, but Wes Streeter is one of the best sackers of the quarterback in high school football. He is so fast. Comes out of that linebacker position, finds the gaps, reads the blocking scheme, and just attacks. And now he's out, and that moves Russell Brown to a linebacker position as Nick McMullen comes in at right defensive end. Big loss on the play of about 11 yards. It's 3rd and 12. There's a snap. Suarez looks right, can't do it. Now wants to do it. Now he's going to be wrapped up inside the 5-yard line. And that is Valencia. And is that McMullen in on there? Nick McMullen.
Yep.
Valencia McMullen on the sack, and Suarez just didn't know how to get rid of the ball. He wanted to. Oh, he wanted to get rid of the ball, but he couldn't. He just had nowhere to go with it, and two guys dragging him down. Ball going to be spotted at the 5-yard line. They need to get to the 30, Ron. It is 4th and 20.
Well, let's see if we can do a better job of fielding a punt.
They got to get to the 30. It's 4th and 20. So a punt out of the end zone by Ty, and this is a high, short punt. Hits at the 27, checks back inside the 25. They'll down it at the 23-yard line. Warriors with incredible field position, Ron. That was a 13-yard net punt. They're going to mark it at the 24, 14-yard punt. So it only went about 20 in the air and then checked back about 5 yards on him.
Well, you have to figure out some numbers here now.
I know. I got
Jacob Bernard's, Jeffrey.
Well, still
Coleman.
A lot of the starters in on the offensive line.
Vito's
still there. Nick McMullen at right guard.
Eli Jackson's a quarterback.
And Dyke at the right tackle. So the offensive line stays intact. Eli Jackson at the quarterback. We've got one of the hatches here, I think. Is that a hatch?
Yeah.
No, that's Logan Grove. There's a fumbled snap. We've got it offsides, I think. Gives it to Russell Wilson. He coughs it up. Not Russell Wilson. Russell Brown. That's what happens when you watch too much NFL football. Brown coughs it up. It's recovered by Taft. We'll see what the penalty was here. The official says keep that clock running. They want to get out of here.
Well, it's a running clock.
So it's going to be on the Warriors. Illegal formation. That's declined. Russell Brown coughed that ball up as he was being tackled. And so we'll see what the defense can do to get it back. It's going to be Taft ball at the 16-yard line, 1st and 10.
He really wasn't hit.
He's just kind of spinning out of a tackle a little bit, falling to the ground, and just lost it.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens sometimes.
So this is
it's why we want to see you wrap that ball up with two hands tight to the chest. Nice, Seth. Going to have to hustle to get off. Warriors are going to get 12 on the field here. Did he get off?
Yeah.
I think he did. They throw over the middle, tipped, and knocked away. Cody Dyke had that one in his hands. A leaping deflection. Boy, nice, Seth. I'm not sure if he really made it off the field, but he got past the official, and so he stopped looking. He made every attempt to get off the field anyway. We had 12 on there. Richardson going out into the game. It's going to be number 36. That's George Hatch. Suarez checking his wristband along with everybody else. They go two wides to each side of the ball. Warriors with a few subs in there on defense. Starting to see those. Suarez throws out to the right side. Incomplete. Coming up on coverage was Trevor Smith. Would have closed out pretty quick there on French. It is third and 10.
So we got Wyatt Yoakum in there at a linebacker spot, number 58.
And see, and I thought Yoakum was sick.
And Sergio Alba.
He may be fighting through some stuff.
Sergio Alba's
number 42 there, one of the linebacker positions. Absolutely.
And we don't have 43 in our
Nice at playing a safety now, or monster back for Cody Dyke. Suarez flushed, throws downfield, and incomplete. Good defense by Trevor Smith and putting pressure on the quarterback back there. Number 64, that's Ashton Pappas and Nick McMullen. Pressuring the quarterback, a couple of sophomores there. Just destroying that offensive line. Fourth and 10. And so punting for the Tigers will be Suarez.
Nobody's going back.
They're just going to let this one roll. There's the kick. Gets it away.
Better
kind of hangs up. Hits it about the 36. Rolls across the 45 to the 48.5-yard line.
Much better punt.
So now they stopped. They spotted that, or they touched that ball. It stopped exactly halfway between those two, the 48 and the 49. They're going to mark the ball at not bad. They actually kind of did it in between them. We've seen crew after crew pick a yard line and just mark it at that yard line. So they kind of marked it at the 49. First and 10 Warriors at the 49 of Taft. 5:50 and counting here in the third quarter.
Eli Jackson, the quarterback, but the rest of those guys are all.
We got Pappas at the three back taking the spot of Wyatt.
Fumble.
Excuse me. Oh, we got a loose ball. Fumbled snap. Jackson, I think, pulling out of there maybe a little too quick.
Lost the ball again.
And another turnover on a fumble. This one on a fumbled exchange between the center and the quarterback. I was going to say that Pappas was in there for Streeter. So I saw Wyatt Hatch out there start to say his name. But it doesn't matter now. The Warriors turn it over, and ball spotted at the 45-yard line. So luckily the clock keeps running through all this, Ron, because that's a little ugly.
Even though the score is what it is, McGill's not going to be very happy with that.
Well, especially not fumbled exchanges between the center and the quarterback.
A hit on Brown, which really wasn't a hit. And
there's the snap. Suarez takes the low snap, rolls to his right, throws into the slot. It's caught. There's a great tackle by Trevor Smith. Good wrap-up. And he takes down the receiver, number 9. That is Kessler for a short gain. He's going to end up getting 3 yards on the play. Good tackle by Trevor Smith. Trevor's turned into a nice, solid football player. Both sides of the ball, good tackler. He's got decent hands as a tight end or a wide receiver, either one.
Just hasn't been healthy or...
This one they throw out almost. Keenan Graham with a good jump on it. That was intended for Kessler. Incomplete. Good pressure once again. Brown, McMullen, and Pappas all in the backfield as Suarez had to throw that one before he wanted to.
I was going to say about Trevor, he's just not been healthy for, this is his senior year, and he's finally healthy. And
but just a good cog in the process.
Yeah.
And that's huge, you know. He's got some experience. He understands the game, and he's a sure tackler. Low snap, Suarez digs it up, throws a little screen, and that's wrapped up. Pappas read it and tears down the running back at the original line of scrimmage. A loss of 3 on the play, and that will be a turnover on downs, correct? That was fourth, or this is fourth?
This is fourth.
This is fourth. Fourth and 10. Sorry, he switched that box over there before I even looked up. What a great diagnosis and read by Pappas. And he's coming from a lineman's position to do that. Outstanding job. Stayed home. Suarez wants to roll right. Here comes the pressure. Throws out of bounds. That's a good way to get your coaches hurt right there. Lead the receiver right into the bench. Now the Warriors take over at their 45-yard line of Taft. 3 minutes and counting now to go in the third quarter. So homecoming next week. Want to make sure if you know anybody who was part of that 1998 championship football team, we want to make sure that they know they're invited for a little recognition ceremony prior to the homecoming game next Friday. game versus Willamina. So make sure they get there early, and we get them signed in so we know who's there, because we want to make sure we recognize all of them. Jackson under center. Takes the snap, secures it this time, gives it to Pappas. Pappas right up the middle, plows ahead for 7 or 8 yards. Give him 7 on the play to the 38. Pappas, nice. Pappas. Which way do you go on that? Pappas? You've been around Amity longer than I have.
It's Pappas.
Okay, we'll go Pappas. Just in case mom's listening
Ashton.
Somewhere, I don't want to hear about that
Ashton.
Later.
Oh, I'm
we'll
sure
just go
she's
Ashton.
Here.
Pappas, yeah, she's probably here.
They're not going to miss him playing.
And that was a nice run. He's a solidly built kid, sophomore. This time they give to Logan Grove. Logan trying to get to the outside, gets to the 35, down to the 30, and knocked out of bounds there. A run of about 8 yards for the first down. Logan Grove, freshman. And I'll tell you what, Logan is a very, he's the opposite of Pappas. He's an instinctual runner. Pappas going to put down his shoulder and run you over. Mm-hmm. Logan, very shifty, instinctive, a lot like Brian Hatch.
And when the Hatch boys, the other Hatch boys, the brothers, Eddie's boys, get in the ballgame, they're excellent runners.
And they're both, again, very instinctive runners. Mm-hmm. They see the angles, they see the speed of the defense, and they make the cut at just the right time.
It's a good thing the wind's not blowing, because George got hit by a gust of wind. He's
split out to the left here is Ulrich Moore.
Oh.
Another broken play there. Jackson falls forward with it. They call this forward progress stop there after just a yard. He probably would have gotten 3. So the Warriors pick up a yard on first down, 2nd and 9. Ball spotted inside the 30. Just inside the 30 of Taft as we come up on under a minute to go in the third quarter. I love the running clock, Ron, tell you. But it's fun watching these young kids play. I'd like to see more of them. Jackson under center again. Pappas in the backfield with him. They give to Hatch coming around. This is George. George trying to get outside. He's going to get the corner at the third. No, put the brakes on. And reverses field, gets across the 30 before he's hit. That's what we're talking about, instinctual running. All of a sudden, he just put the brakes on, acted like he was going to reverse his field, and then dove back forward to get back to the line of scrimmage. He didn't have anywhere to go. He never could get to that corner. They strung that out pretty well.
He had a nice 40-yard run in the JV game. Got hit pretty good in the chest, but he juked about 4 or 5 guys to get down on a great run.
Now Graham in, splits out wide to the left. Pappas, Grove, and George Hatch in the backfield. It's a handoff to Grove. Grove stumbles at the horn, trying to get outside. Side. Cuts it up at the 30, falls forward for a couple. Going to get to about the 30 or to the 27-yard line, and that takes us to the end of the third quarter. 48-0 Warriors as we head to the fourth. This is Amity Warrior Football on KOIC McMinnville.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mack, serving Amhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Start of the fourth quarter here from Taft High School in Lincoln City, where your Warriors lead the Tigers 48-0. Have the running clock, so that quarter went by very quickly. We're going to try to get you up to speed on who's in the game. Ron's checking rosters here, trying to let you know. We got Dylan Smith out at the right tackle.
Love it.
And right next to him is number 58, Wyatt Yoakum, at the right guard position. At the center, Philip West. There's the snap. Jackson hands to
Ashton
Pappas. He stumbles ahead to the 15, almost down to the 10-yard line. Ashton Pappas.
Running like West Streeter.
A taller version of West Streeter.
Yeah, maybe not as fast.
Maybe not quite as quick. We'll have to work on that in the offseason. But Pappas just plowing ahead.
15
He's
yards.
A 5'7", 175-pound sophomore.
And where's number 64? So he probably started out as something besides a fullback.
But you know what? We can fix that number next year.
Yes.
He and Russell Brown look like they might be sharing those duties next year. Jackson under center, brings Hatch in motion. Hands Pappas again, lowers the shoulder, plows ahead, gets that forward momentum down inside the 10 to the 8-yard line. It will be What are we going to have? Second and about seven to go. Looks like they're going to give him three on that. Going to mark it back at the nine.
Who's 42? That's the guy I was looking at.
42, Sergio Alba in the game, yep.
Little tight end.
On the left guard is Kyle Rice, freshman. Fake handoff. Jackson's going to roll to his left. Jackson trying to get to the corner. Drug down. Oh, should be a horse collar. Will be no flag.
No flag.
Guess they didn't pull him backwards. Boy, he had his hand inside there.
He slowed him down with that sort of attack.
But he didn't jerk him backwards, so it wasn't a penalty. It'll be third down and seven to go as Jackson just got back to the line of scrimmage. Comes back a little gimpy. Maybe we will see
Keenan.
Number 12 at the quarterback after on the next series.
I'd like to see him.
Warriors line up on the left hash mark, going left to right here in the fourth quarter. Hatch in motion. Jackson hit.
Ooh.
Handed it off to somebody.
Ashton. I think it's Pappas.
Did Pappas have it? Nope, that's Grove.
Grove
took it.
That counter that comes back.
Yep, and we couldn't see it because Jackson was being drugged to the ground as he handed it off. Nice job by Eli not to lose the ball on that.
He's hurt. Keenan's in.
Jackson got dinged up a little bit, I think, on that run he took, and he got pulled down from behind. And then this one, he gets pulled down again. So Graham comes in to take over the quarterback position. It's fourth and six from the 4 yard line. We'll get that right, from the 8 yard line. Let's see who that ball is.
All Rick Moore is the wide receiver.
Split out to the left. Graham steps up under West, the center. Brings Hatch in motion. Gives it to Pappas. Pappas banging off bodies, getting down inside the five. It's going to be close to a first down. We'll see. Depends on the spot. I think he might have it.
They're doing it like, it is change of possession.
Oh, he came up just short. He had to be within a half a yard of that. But they say turnover on downs with 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Nice hard run by Pappas.
He doesn't go down easy.
He doesn't.
No.
And I'll tell you what, if he learns to get a little bit lower, he's going to be even tougher. He's still running pretty straight up and down. He's just running so hard that he's getting forward progress all the time. But I think if he'll learn to run just a little bit lower, you drop that center of gravity about another 3 or 4 inches, all of a sudden you're significantly harder to bring down and harder to find. That's what Wes understands so well. Wes gets so low to the ground when he runs.
Well, a lot better ball movement with the quarterback as far as faking people out.
There's the snap. There's the pitch in the end zone. He bobbles it, trying to get out of the end zone. Makes a nice cut. He's got some room to run out across the 10 to the 15 almost. That'll be a first down. Gain of 11, it looks like, on the play. They're going to mark it just inside the 15.
20.
That was French on the run. That was a dangerous play. That was a shotgun in the end zone and a toss to the left. If anybody had been blitzing from that side, it would have been a safety or a fumble and a touchdown. That was an interestingly designed play in the end zone. Wouldn't have worked against our first team defense.
No.
Suarez takes the snap, hands off on the counter, on the draw, and he is wrapped up
and
brought down. That's Russell Brown flying in there. So now it's all second stringers on the defensive side. Told you they would phase out those starters as the second half progressed. Also, and I've been dead air for I don't know how long. Sorry, folks, if we went dead on you, that was my fault. Somewhere in there.
We just didn't want to let you know that Taft scored.
Somewhere in there, I lost my feed. I'm back now, so I apologize. And did not realize it for quite a while there. So what you missed was a drive by the Taft Tigers, aided by a personal foul that got them a long drive that ended up with a short touchdown pass of 5 yards, and it's 48-7. And so if you go back, if you want to hear all those names, those JV players that we announced, keep kids like Kyle Rice and Ashton Pappas,
it's
and
a 96-yard drive that they missed.
So if you want to hear all that, you can listen to the podcast. I'll try to get it up tomorrow on podbean.com. Look up Amity, and you can listen to the broadcast, full broadcast of the games if you want to go back and hear all the excitement for yourself.
Lots of scrambling.
Lots of scrambling by Suarez, the quarterback. Yeah. All right, they're ready to kick. They fake the onside, and then they go back out. It's such a sneaky move, Ron. Such a sneaky move.
Well, 48.
Not really.
48-7. I don't think it's going.
1:17 to go, and we're ready for the kickoff. They pooch kick it, a little onside, takes a bounce,
better,
takes another bounce. You got to get on it, and they didn't. It's loose. Ball still loose, and now the Warriors fall on it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, we got lucky. French had a chance at it, and he missed it. There is some educational opportunities there in the coaching room later, right?
Yes.
What do you do on an onside kick? On a kickoff, you fall on it. Well, nobody fell on it initially. French had it in his hands for the Tigers, couldn't hang on to it. And finally, one of the white jerseys out there for the Warriors landed on the ball, secured it. So we get a chance to run at least one play here. We're still waiting for the play. Under a minute to go, 50 seconds left to go in this one.
I don't think we got enough guys on the field.
It's hard to run a play, so Joel's just telling them run something, but there's not 11 guys out there, Ron.
Yeah, here comes. They didn't have a quarterback.
Oh, that can be a problem. So they're going to get a delay game here, right?
Well.
Or a timeout. So Hatch coming into the game. So they were missing one guy.
He didn't.
And Graham wasn't sure if it was him or Jackson is supposed to be quarterbacking. So they may get it. I think they're just going to let him run the play and not call a delay a game. It's like a 50-second clock we're going on here on this play.
Yeah.
It'll be the last play of the game. Hatch is the quarterback. Hands off to Pappas. He is stacked up at the line, and that will do it, folks. That is Pappas got a little shaken up on that. He's down at the 30-yard line. That will be the end of the game, and it'll end with Pappas on the ground. He got tackled, stacked up at the line, and driven back, and not able to get back up yet. He hasn't really moved his legs at all. He's moved his arms. So that's kind of – he's lifting
there
his head off the ground a little bit. I'm not sure what the injury was on that. We'll try to see if we can figure out what's going on as Coach McGill leans down to talk in Pappas' left ear there. Very quiet here in the stadium. And Joel reaching back and kind of checking Pappas' left leg. So that's a good sign that he knows which leg hurts, right? That's what you always worry about in football is, you know, can you feel everything after you take a hit? And apparently he's telling him the left leg hurts. And so he's going to get up. Looks like he's kind of rolling over.
Charlie.
Talking about his left leg.
Up above his knee.
Yeah.
Charlie.
Really interesting. So hopefully everything's fine there. That is the game, folks. 48-7. Warriors really aren't a lot of stats to talk about in the second half. No. Warriors did what they've done all year, Ron. That's dominate the first half of action and then cruise with the running clock in the second half. We will be at home next weekend. Well, I'll be at home next weekend. Ron is going to go watch the Niners and the Arizona Cardinals play down in San Francisco. So, I'm not really, you know, as much as I enjoy professional football, that's not a game that I'm going to miss seeing.
I was kind of looking forward to seeing Garoppolo, but
he's out with the knee. And
that's it.
That's it. That's the way it goes. But I will be back on the air. Maybe I'll get Derek Barnett on the air with me next week. And it is homecoming. And don't forget, if you know anybody from the class of or from the football team 2018, or we'll get it right, from 1998 that won the state championship, please let them know that they are cordially invited. We'd like to honor that team before the game next week at home. So next week, homecoming, make sure you're there. And if you can't be there, make sure you're here listening to us. And I'll try to make sure that mic is working properly the whole game next time, Diane. Have yourself a good night, everybody, and go Warriors.
I was just remarking.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
At J&W Car Star, we say, come see the people who care. We really mean that. Our team is dedicated to customer satisfaction. Your satisfaction is as important as fixing the car.
J&W